With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Nova Scotia will maintain rent controls until the end of 2023. Housing advocates and opposition MLAs have been calling on the new government to extend rent control measures put in place during the state of emergency. Premier Tim Houston announced Wednesday the measures will continue to limit rent increases to 2% per year beyond the state of emergency as part of an effort to address the lack of available housing. Up to this point, the Premier has not supported rent control, but says it is necessary as a short-term solution.
There's been a lot of talk about rent control. The long-term solution to the housing crisis does not rest in rent control. It's been tried and it simply does not work long-term. The only answer is more supply to meet the market demands.
Government also announced $35 million in funding for 1,100 new affordable housing units. The units will be based across Nova Scotia, with 425 new rent supplements coming available now. Those will be added to the 4,000 supplements already in place, each with an average amount of $327 per month. 2 months into their mandate, Houston says his government is trying to correct course on a number of issues facing the province.
We're on a train in healthcare and housing that's kind of going a negative way. So we as a government have to stop that negative momentum and then turn it the other way in a positive way. So these things take time.
Changes were also announced to the Residential Tenancies Act to provide protection for tenants against rent evictions. Until now, landlords weren't required to provide any advance notice to a tenant who was to be evicted for renovations. The updated legislation calls for landlords to provide 3 months' notice to tenants in that situation. Landlords may also have to provide up to 3 months' rent to the tenant as compensation for eviction. The revised act also says landlords may not charge different rental amounts for tenants on a month-to-month or yearly lease. Changes will come into effect once the bill has passed through the House and received royal assent. Houston says his government is determined to be accountable to Nova Scotians and will tackle the issues facing the province head on.
No more of government looking the other way. It's time to act. And that's what we're doing here today. It's a first step. It's a big step with many parts, but still only the first step.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.